afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all are feeling all right, doing okay out there, and feeling well. And it's been another week already since we've gotten together and talked on the radio, and we're getting ready to do it again. And so glad to be here on this June the 30th. Can you believe we are starting July already? Wow. And it's almost Independence Day, one of my favorite holidays, probably tied with Christmas. And I just love the red, white, and blue decorations. Everybody has their patriotic decorations up on their front porches, and everybody has their American flags out, and I just love the Independence Day. And by the way, coming up straight ahead, I have some patriotic fast facts for you to share that hopefully you find interesting. But today at 4:55 this afternoon, we are giving away for trivia contestants a $25 Papa John's gift card. So I hope you like Papa John's. That's what we're giving away today. All you'll need to do for a chance to win is just call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a name for this $25 Papa John's gift card. I'll tell you what, I just love their garlic sauce out there, and their cheesy bread is just fantastic. So that is what we're going to be doing for this afternoon. Well, the weekend, we had a lot of fun, went down south, and my brother-in-law put on a fantastic fireworks show. He's got 80 acres down south, and I'll tell you what, it was just a spectacular fireworks show. And the cool thing is from their property, we could see a small town's fireworks show after his fireworks show. So we got to see two fireworks shows from his property. So it was pretty neat. So I don't know what you got planned for this coming weekend. Of course, Marion has their fireworks, and Delaware has their fireworks, and they have a patriotic concert as well before their fireworks. So it'll be interesting to see how busy everything is this year. See if everybody gets out, or maybe folks will just stay in. I don't know how it's going to go, but it'll be interesting to see for sure. Well, it's 81 degrees on the outside. I hope you're in the air conditioning and feeling good. And maybe if you're, I hope you have air conditioning in your car. I don't have any air conditioning in my car. Now, the wife, she has the SUV, and she's got good air conditioning in her car, which is good. She deserves the car with the air conditioning. But I have no air conditioning in my car, so I just have to sweat driving down the road, try to get some window air. I don't like it. I don't like the windows rolled down too far because it just messes up the hair. And not that I have to go around with a perfect head of hair, but I just don't like the feeling of it blowing all over the place. I just don't like it at all. So I try to get a little bit of vent going, you know, in weather like this, the vent just gets too hot. Blows that hot air, doesn't it? For sure. Well, we have a phone call coming in. Let's see who it might be here. Check and see. This early in the show, you just never know. Oh, okay. They went away. Maybe they were wondering about trivia. Well, we'll get to that coming up right now, as a matter of fact. We'll start taking your questions here. We'll start taking your answers, I should say, here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, giving away a Papa John's gift card, $25 Papa John's gift card. We're giving that away in drawing style this afternoon at 4:55. Here's the first question for you. In It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey's guardian angel is named what? In It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey's guardian angel is named what? What does the E in E.T. stand for? What does the E in E.T. stand for? Here's one for the kids that might be listening. Which cartoon takes place in the underwater city of Bikini Bottom? Which cartoon takes place in the underwater city of Bikini Bottom? 740-383-9944. John Wayne made his breakthrough in which film? Hi, we're on the air.
Clarence,
that's correct. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Good, and I don't recognize your voice. Who's this?
April.
Oh, April. Okay, I got a little bit of echo on the line or something, so I didn't recognize you. Sorry about that. You fooled me today.
All right.
Yeah. So, you staying cool today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, I don't like to sweat too much.
No, me neither.
All right, well, I hope you like pizza. We'll put you in the drawing for $25 to Papa John's.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, Clarence, that was It's a Wonderful Life. That was a good story, wasn't it? George Bailey's guardian angel, for sure. Name Clarence. In Aladdin, what is the name of Prince Jasmine's pet tiger? In Aladdin, what is the name of Princess Jasmine's pet tiger? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Estriel or E.T.?
Yes, it sure is. How are you today?
I'm fine. This is Judy C.
All right, Judy C. Good to hear from you today. And we will definitely get you signed up, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. All right, here's my next question. Which singer had a hit with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree in 1958? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, John Wayne is a stagecoach.
Stagecoach, that is correct. How's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, that's good. You been into anything interesting or just taking her easy?
I put a little mulch down, but then it got too hot, so I came in.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. It's 81 degrees here in Marion.
I have 84 out of my front porch.
Oh, there you go. Yep. That's time to come into the air conditioning.
Right.
What color mulch did you put down?
Black.
Oh, black mulch. That's a nice color. Yeah,
yeah.
That looks good.
Trying to make sure I don't have to cut so much on the bank.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's good. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and good talking to you. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There's David checking in. It's 4:23 on a Wednesday afternoon. We are live here in Air Chair 1. It is June the 30th. And we are taking your calls at 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air. SpongeBob SquarePants is the correct answer. Well, how are you today?
Good.
Is this Noah?
Yeah.
All right, Noah. Well, what all have you been up to today?
Allie just cooked me a ride for a four-wheel. These people came up with metal detectors looking for this phone.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have fun on your four-wheeler ride?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's nice to get outside, isn't it?
Yep.
Sure is. Well, I'm sure you like pizza, don't you?
Yep.
All right. Well, you just might be the winner. I'll put you in for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Noah.
You're welcome.
And you have a good night now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Noah checking in. And I was wondering if one of the kids out there in Radio Land would get the SpongeBob SquarePants answer here. Hey, the phone continues to ring here. If we have a repeat on one of these questions, I know there's a delay out there, so that's fine. That's fine if we get a repeat. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that Christmas song, was that Brenda Lee?
Yes, it was. Brenda Lee, back in 1958. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. And is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
All right, Scott. Good to hear from you today. And are you staying cool out there?
Oh, yeah.
And dodging some raindrops. Did you get any rain where you're at today?
We got some this morning, but we haven't seen any yet, but it's awful cloudy outside.
Yeah, that does. It looks like it might turn loose, but we'll just have to see, won't we?
Yeah, well, where I am, I'll get it before you guys can marry and get it.
Yeah, that's true. The weather's an interesting thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Just too hot and humid to go outside and do anything, then it rains, and then gets even worse when after it rains.
Yeah, it does. Boy, I'll tell you, you get a rain shower and you go out and you could just drink the humidity, can't you?
Yeah, go outside and feel like a fish trying to breathe water.
You're right. That's for sure. All right, Scott, well, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Good talking to you. You take care now.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it's 4:26 on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat Trivia. Let me give you some more trivia questions here. What is a group of lions called? What is a group of lions called? Which country emits the most carbon dioxide? Which country emits the most carbon dioxide? What name is given to the black or white fungus that often grows on objects in damp rooms? What is given to the black or white fungus that often grows on objects in damp rooms? What are young whales called? What are young whales called? Hi, we're on the air. A pride is what a group of lions is called. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
All right, buddy. What has Lucas been up to today?
Playing Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds fun. And is that one of your favorite things to do?
Yes.
There you go. All right. It's kind of hot to go outside, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what. Do you like pizza?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win some pizza, okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, and you have a good evening and enjoy playing your game, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Mr. Lucas checking in with us here. 740-383-9944 is my number. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Offbeat News and Trivia, the name of the show. And having a good time playing trivia. If you know any of the answers, just give me a buzz. And we'll get you all signed up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
How about mold?
Yes, mold is what I'm looking for.
All right.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay, 4:28 is the time, and we are having a good time here. Let's see. I do have some patriotic fast facts to share, but feel free to light up my lines anytime, and I will definitely get you up on the air. Here's the trivia questions that we have left for the moment. In Aladdin, what is the name of Princess Jasmine's pet tiger? In Aladdin, what is the name of Princess Jasmine's pet tiger? Which country emits the most carbon dioxide? Which country emits the most carbon dioxide? And what are young whales called? What are young whales called? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it China?
China! That is a correct answer. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What you been up to today?
Staying cool.
Staying cool is a good thing to do. What you keep your temperature on?
70, sometimes 72.
Oh, there you go. That's a nice temperature. Now, I just have two window air conditioners, so it just kind of stays on whatever it wants. I just kind of set it on high and get it as cold as I can. And try to sit in front of it if I can. Years ago, my central air went out, and I'm just too cheap to fix it. Because last time I got it fixed, I paid about $1,000 for it, and then it went out, and then they wouldn't honor to fix it again, so I said, forget it, I'm going to the window units.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Well, I'm glad you're staying nice and cool, Miss Ashley, and I will sign you up for some pizza, all right?
All right.
Okay, hey, thanks for taking the time to call in.
Yep.
Hey, you take her easy and have a good night now.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, we have some patriotic fast facts here, and 4th of July coming up this weekend already. Hope you have some plans, or maybe you're just going to take it easy. Whatever the case may be, I hope you enjoy your holiday coming up. And here's the fast facts that I've got for you. Congress made Independence Day an unofficial, unpaid holiday for federal employees in 1870. In 1938, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holiday. Only John Hancock actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. All the others actually signed later. The Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 men from 13 colonies. Offbeat, patriotic, fast facts for you. The average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence was 45. The youngest was Thomas Lynch Jr., 27 years old, of South Carolina. The oldest delegate was Benjamin Franklin, 70 years old, of Pennsylvania. The lead author of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, was 33. One out of eight signers of the Declaration of Independence were educated at Harvard. Patriotic fast facts for you. The only two signers of the Declaration of Independence who later served as President of the United States were John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. The stars on the original American flag were in a circle, so all the colonies would appear equal. Hi, we're on the air.
Cow.
Calves. Yes, young whales are called calves. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Yes.
All right, Miss Allison. What have you been up to today? Taking her easy?
I don't know, not much.
Not a whole lot. Well, that's good to do on a summer day in June, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. Well, do you like pizza?
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win some pizza, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you have a good night now, all right?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Allison checking in with us here. Hey, the first Independence Day celebration, offbeat patriotic fast facts here for you. The first Independence Day celebration took place in Philadelphia on July 8, 1776. This was also the day that the Declaration of Independence was first read in public after people were summoned by the ringing of the Liberty Bell. The White House held its first 4th of July party in 1801. And the last patriotic fast fact that we have for you, President John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe all died on the 4th. Adams and Jefferson both signed the Declaration, died on the same day, within hours of each other, in 1826. So there you go. A little celebration of the 4th of July coming up and some interesting patriotic fast facts for you. You know, I don't know what you enjoy the most about the 4th of July, you know, fireworks and things like that. But I don't know, just American pride is what I have, and just proud of my country is what I just enjoy, and seeing the American flag wave and know that, our politicians definitely don't make things perfect. But, you know, we still live in the best country there is, and America is definitely beautiful. America the Beautiful, one of my favorite songs for sure. 4:35 at Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. The radiogenic Air Chair 1, as I like to say. Yes, it's very radiogenic. You heard of photogenic? Things be photogenic? Well, you can't see the air chair, but I assure you that it is radiogenic. How about that? Okay, we have some offbeat news for you right here. And I've got three stories from the stack, as usual, to kick things off. A Kansas teenager fishing in Oklahoma broke a world record when he reeled in a 164-pound paddlefish. Grant Rader, a Wichita teenager who took a fishing trip to Oklahoma to celebrate his high school graduation, reeled in the massive paddlefish while angling at Keystone Lake near Tulsa. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation said the 164-pound fish is a new world record, taking the title from another fish which weighed 151.9 pounds, reeled in by Corey Waters in Oklahoma. Waters heard about his record being broken and stopped by the lake to congratulate Ryder in person. The department shared a photo of Mefford holding his fish with Waters and Jeremiah Mefford, the fishing guide who assisted Ryder with his catch. Now this, a grocery store chain broke a Guinness World Record at a Missouri location by preparing a serving of 13,000 pancakes. Do you like pancakes? Oh, they are good. Hy-Vee assembled a team of 13 chefs Thursday at the chain store in Blue Springs to spend 7 hours, 16 minutes cooking up 13,000 pancakes. A Guinness representative was on hand to verify that the serving of pancakes broke the record of 12,716, which was actually set in Russia back in 2017. The pancakes were donated to Harvesters, the Community Food Network, a regional food bank serving the greater Kansas City area in both Missouri and Kansas. The record attempt was timed to coincide with the launch of Hy-Vee's Best Breakfast in America menu. Also, a Wisconsin cheese business said it unofficially broke its own Guinness World Record by creating a string cheese that measures more than 3,800 feet long. Gerard Noss, master cheesemaker at the State Dairy, said his father, former master cheesemaker Jim Noss, presided over the first successful Guinness World Record string cheese attempt in 1995, and the record was updated in 2006 when the business created a 2,000-foot-long piece of string cheese. The cheesemaker celebrated June Dairy Month by creating a string cheese that measures 3,832 feet, nearly doubling the 2006 record. record. He said documentation from the latest event will be submitted to Guinness to have the record updated with the new cheese length. He says he wants his father's name to remain on the record. Jim Noss says he was proud to see the business continuing his tradition. So there you go. That's some offbeat news there to kick off the offbeat news stack for you here at Offbeat News and Trivia. We will do some more trivia questions here in just a moment. See if we can get some more contestants to answer some questions here at 740-383-9944. It's time for On This Day in History, June the 30th, 1921. U.S. President Warren G. Harding appointed former President William Howard Taft to Chief Justice of the United States. 1922, Irish rebels in London assassinate Sir Henry Wilson, the British deputy for Northern Ireland. 1930, France pulled its troops out of Germany's Rhineland. 1934, Adolf Hitler purged the Nazi Party by destroying the SA and bringing to power the SS. 1935, on this date, fascists, I'll get it in a second, caused an uproar at the League of Nations when Haile Selassie of Ethiopia speaks. 1936, Margaret Mitchell's book, Gone with the Wind, was published. 1950, U.S. President Harry Truman ordered U.S. troops in Korea and authorizes the draft. 1951, on this date, on orders from Washington, General Matthew Ridgway broadcast the United Nations was willing to discuss an armistice with North Korea. 1952, CBS TV debuted The Guiding Light, and in 1953, the first Corvette rolled off the Chevrolet assembly line in Flint, Michigan. It sold for $3,250. And that's what happened on this June the 30th. Now you're up to date with what happened on this day in history. 4:41 the time. Time to see if we can get some more trivia answers here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $25 Papa John's gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call, answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll put you in the drawing with the rest of the folks that have called for a chance to win. Okay? All righty. Here's the trivia questions I've got. I'm going to add some more to them. I have another page here. First, here's one we have left over. In Aladdin, what is the name of Princess Jasmine's pet tiger? In Aladdin, what is the name of Princess Jasmine's pet tiger? How does a leech feed? How does a leech feed? In Frosty the Snowman, we've had some Christmas questions scattered in, but it's almost Christmas in July. In Frosty the Snowman, what garment brings the snowman to life? In Frosty the Snowman, what garment brings the snowman to life? What has been banned in the film Footloose? What has been banned in the film Footloose? Complete the film name. Close Encounters of what? Complete the film name. Close Encounters of what? And who plays the ugly character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Who plays the ugly character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Doesn't the leech feed off of your body?
Yeah, leech feeds off of your body. That's correct. Hey, thanks.
UDC.
Okay, thanks a lot. All righty. 4:43 is the time. If you'd like to call and play some trivia, go ahead and light up my telephone. I would love to hear from you. Oh, by the way, check out my website if you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. It's your online companion to Offbeat News and Trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. mold.com. Love for you to check that out. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, hey, hey.
Bob, good to hear from you. How are you?
Yeah, it's going to be a while to get through.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you the sun man with that bean hat.
Yeah, that's the hat. Right? Righto.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, what's on the menu tonight, buddy?
Spare ribs and corn on the cob.
Hey, all right. Sounds like a winner to me.
All right,
okay.
Okay, I'll let somebody else try to get through.
Okay, Bob. Hey, good to hear from you.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
All righty. Hey, we are streaming online right now. Maybe you're in an area where the station is a little crackly. Crackly is not the correct term. It's staticky. I don't even know if staticky is the correct term. But anyhow, you get my drift. If you're in an area that is like that and you have access to the internet via your cell phone or home computer, you can go to our website at www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we have here on Wednesday afternoon. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the web at www.gh1071.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Yep.
Good to hear on this warm and humid summer June day.
I'm sitting out in my shop. I got some fans, so, you know, but I'm used to it. Doesn't bother me.
That's good. Yeah, I like to, no matter the temperature, I like to just sit on my front porch and just sit back and enjoy. I've got a lot of trees and
someplace
I get a nice
comfortable
breeze.
For you.
Yeah, I just get a nice breeze going through there, and I just sit back, relax, and enjoy watching the cars go by.
Are you ready to start doing the fair routes, any?
Yeah, we'll be hitting the fairs for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get to Marion here, because, of course, that's going on right now. And I just, I love to, you got to get a funnel cake.
Right.
You know, you just have to.
Yeah, I remember last year you went down to Union County Fair.
Yeah, yeah, went to the Union County Fair and enjoyed that. And then there was some folks that set up in the on the Delaware Fairgrounds that set up some food trucks, since they weren't going to have anything because of COVID, so they set up the food trucks anyhow.
Yeah,
so they still gave you a little taste of the fair anyhow.
Yeah, a little bit of fair food.
Now, I don't believe the Ohio State Fair is going to let the public in this year.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
which sort of surprised me, but...
Yeah. Now, we always like to go to the Ohio State Fair because we just thought it was a lot of fun, because there's just a lot of things to see.
A lot of things in there, especially the Department of Natural Resources and some of those places like that, you know, that are really interesting.
Yeah, and they had that huge Smokey the Bear.
And see the cow, you know.
Oh, yeah, got to see the butter cow.
Right.
And then whatever it is that they decided to. I don't know if it was the last thing that they made was the Apollo mission, but when the year that they made the Apollo mission of the astronauts and that. And the,
I think that was something for John Glenn, I believe.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Yeah.
They really went all out on that, for sure.
I see where David Rush wrapped up another record.
Now, you know what? I didn't find him in the news this week.
I think it was in there about 2 days ago.
Okay. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. Like I said, he wrapped up. He wrapped up his wife in saran wrap. Did it the fastest of anybody, you know. It's got to be 100%.
Great.
And the legs are totally separate, and the arms are totally separate, and there's no gaps anywhere.
Oh, that's great.
I think you get a minute and 2 seconds or something like that.
Now,
that took him 9 rolls of saran wrap to practice.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, he's somebody suggested on my Facebook page that I interview him for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
He's a hard man to get a hold of,
though.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of requests for things. And,
yeah.
Well, most of the time, I think he's probably practicing something.
I think he is. I think he's practicing for his next
one. No time for the phone. Sorry.
Now, when you Google him, it comes up that he's hit 200, but his website doesn't say that
still
yet.
Still says the same 160
still
or
says,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 150.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's really 200 or not, but he's got to be getting close for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I believe.
Yeah, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
And I must confess, I've never actually seen it.
I have neither. I'm not much of a film watcher, so. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually watch action. I like action movies. And, of course, with the wife, she's got to watch her romantic comedies.
Right. Yeah. I used to like you had talked about John Wayne, you know, when either did his westerns or his war movies. He was as good in either one.
Yeah, he's a good
amazing
actor. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely one of the best.
All right, I'll get off and let somebody else get on the phone.
All right, Ernie. Well, good to talk to you.
Good talk to you, Nate.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Ernie. Always good to talk to Ernie. And good to talk to everybody that calls in here. Appreciate the phone calls. We have 5 minutes left before we do our drawing here at Offbeat News and Trivia, giving away a $25 Papa John's gift card. So if you like Papa John's pizza, hey, today's your day. And always trying to get something interesting away. And we've been doing giveaways now since April of 2019 now. We've been doing different giveaways. So, yeah, so we've given away quite a few things now. So we've just been having a lot of fun doing it. Hey, it is June 30th, and we have 81 degrees here in Marion, Ohio. It's a warm one out there, but I hope you're nice and cool. Hey, come with me, if you will, down my long hallway, make a right. I've got my little classroom set up, and on the board I have written this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is Belvedere. Belvedere. B-E-L-V as in victory, E-D-E-R-E. Belvedere. It's a noun, the definition of building or architectural feature of a building designed and situated to look out upon a pleasing scene. Have you ever been to a building like that that looks out on a pleasing scene? I can remember as a kid staying in a cabin, and it looked out on a beautiful view of the Smoky Mountains. Just absolutely gorgeous. But my favorite place to go is probably, I would say, still Myrtle Beach. The wife and I like to go there every year in September or October. Going this year in September. And one of the hotels down there, the Patricia Grand, the historic Patricia Grand Hotel. We like to stay way up on, I think it's the 18th floor we like to stay on. We request it every time. We request a certain room, too. I could almost tell you the room number, but I can't remember. Can't remember right now, but we like to just hang out and just enjoy the view of the ocean for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's right. Hey, how are you today, Sarah?
Fine as frog's hair, and you?
Hey, I am doing fantastic.
Have you ever seen frog's hair?
I don't know if I have.
Well, it's pretty fine.
I bet it is. Have you ever eaten frog legs?
Now, I have served them when I was a waitress. I don't know how familiar you are, but with restaurants back in the day. But do you remember down there on South Prospect Street, Something Good?
Oh, yeah, I used to go there.
Yeah, back when I was a teeny bopper, I was a waitress there, and I served frog legs, but I never could bring myself to actually eat any of them.
Nope, I couldn't either. Never.
Yeah, no, they say they taste like chicken, but I'll take their word for it.
I'd rather have chicken.
Yes, you know what else tastes like chicken? Chicken.
Yeah, right. That's
okay,
right.
Talk to you later, Nate.
Thanks a lot.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. Okay, here we are, seconds away from 4:55, and, oh, by the way, the word Belvedere, I said looking out on a pleasing scene is what it means, and it entered English in the first half of the 16th century. So there you go. That wraps up our weird word of the week, and here we go. We'll just give her a few more seconds here, and here comes another call here at the end, and we will see. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate. This is Ernie again.
Hey, Ernie.
Just briefly, you're talking about views. My brother was in the Navy stationed in San Francisco, and they lived on a side of a hill, and you looked out his bedroom window, and there was the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, wow.
That night, that was really a scene. They have it all lighted up and everything.
Oh, I imagine.
That's the most memorable sight I've ever saw like that.
Oh, yeah. I love bridges like that.
Yeah.
Never seen the Golden Gate. Been up to Mackinac City and seen the Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah.
But
big
bridge. Just love bridges. Oh, that would have been fabulous.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you get to your drawing.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's mix everybody up. Find out who our winner is going to be today. $25 Papa John's gift card. Want to thank everybody that called in today. And want to thank Scott. Want to thank Noah. Want to thank Sarah. Want to thank Lucas. Want to thank April. Want to thank Judy C. David. Thank you to Ashley. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Ernie, and thank you, Bob, for everybody calling in today. Let's shuffle everybody up, and we'll pick out a winner here from the stack that we have today. Again, a $25 Papa John's gift card, and here we are. The winner for today is April. April, congratulations! You're the big winner of the $25 Papa John's gift card. We will get this sent out to you. Appreciate everybody that played today, and it's been fun taking your calls. You guys make this show roll right along, and I do appreciate it very, very much. Hey, we've got just enough time to squeeze in our Ladies' Corner, and today we have our recipe, which is posted on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. It's red, white, and blue ice cream cake. Red, white, and blue ice cream cake. Show off your patriotic spirit with this cake. See how to turn ice cream sandwiches into a tasty red, white, and blue ice cream cake. Here's what you need. 4 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese. Half a cup of milk. 1 package, 3.3 ounces of Jell-O white chocolate flavor instant pudding. 1 tub, 8 ounces of Cool whipped topping, thawed, divided. 1 teaspoon each Red and Royal Blue Paste food colors. 12 vanilla ice cream sandwiches. 1/4 teaspoon each blue and red colored sugars. Here's how to make it. Microwave cream cheese in medium microwavable bowl on high 40 seconds. Gradually whisk in milk. Add dry pudding mix. Stir 2 minutes. Mixture will be thick. Gently stir in 1 cup Cool Whip. Spoon half the cream cheese mixture into separate bowl. Stir in red food color. Stir blue food color into remaining cream cheese mixture. Place 4 ice cream sandwiches side by side on 24-inch long sheet of foil. Cover with blue pudding mixture. Repeat layers once using red pudding mixture. Top with remaining sandwiches. Frost type. Top and sides with remaining Cool Whip. Loosely fold foil to make packet. Freeze 4 hours or until firm. Remove foil from dessert before serving. Sprinkle with colored sugars. Now, I know it's impossible to write that down while you're listening on the radio, but if it sounds good to you with everything that you heard there, go to my Facebook page, Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. Red, white, and blue ice cream cake. You can find it right there. Well, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. Hey, I want to remind Grover that your Wendy's gift card is here for pickup at the studio, 523 South Prospect Street. And Charlene, you have Hershberger's homemade elderberry jelly here as well that you can pick up. So, winners, there you go. April, we'll get that Papa John's gift card in the mail for you. Been a privilege to be here with you, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. Check out my website when you get a chance. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. I'll be back next Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another adventure into radio. So join us then. Get ready to call for some more trivia that we'll have then with another giveaway. You all take care. Have a wonderful 4th of July. It's been great talking to you. I'll talk to you later.
Career, especially as a detective.